Some parents say police hesitated. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Onlookers and at least one grief-stricken parent say police in Uvalde, Texas, were slow to move in when a gunman entered the elementary school Tuesday and started shooting. Javier Cazares says he and other parents raced to the scene and were upset finding police were not charging in. His daughter Jacqueline was one of the 19 students killed. But Steve McCraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, says the officers immediately engaged the shooter.
Obviously, this is a situation we failed in the sense that we didn't prevent this mass attack. But I can tell you those officers that arrived on the scene and put their lives in danger, they saved other kids.
Police also revealing the shooter posted his intentions on Facebook several minutes before the attack. But the messages were private, and it's not clear who, if anyone, saw them.
The mass shooter at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde is again igniting debates over gun rights and controls, but also again the need for more robust mental health infrastructure, even if it feels it couldn't be enough.
The first thing that happened was the gunman shot his grandmother in the face.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke in the town here Wednesday.
Someone who is as demented as it takes to kill little kids, it goes beyond, seems to me, a mental health issue. That is the sheer face of evil itself.
In Uvalde, Texas, Eben Brown, Fox News.
President Biden says he and the First Lady plan to visit Uvalde soon to console the families of the victims. Yesterday, he signed an executive order aimed at police reform.
It creates a new national law enforcement and accountability database to track records of misconduct so that an officer can't hide the misconduct.
The order also mandates body-worn cameras and bans chokeholds, but it only applies to federal law enforcement agencies. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The FBI director grilled by members of a Senate committee yesterday.
Testifying on the agency's 2023 budget request, FBI Director Christopher Wray tells lawmakers officials face a range of threats, including homegrown violent extremists.
We have, I think we're now up to about 2,700 domestic terrorism investigations. They cover the waterfront of different types.
Saying the agency has trained roughly 110,000 officials on active shooter response. Also grilled on how the FBI will counter national security threats and violence against public officials. The hearing after several recent mass shootings in the House passing legislation to enhance federal resources to prevent domestic terrorism. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the bill could cost about $105 million over 5 years. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Prosecutors have rested their case in the trial of former Clinton campaign attorney David Sussman on charges he lied to the FBI when he claimed he wasn't working for any client when he offered them evidence of a Russian link to the Trump campaign, which turned out to be wrong. Government attorneys showed jurors an invoice to the Clinton campaign dated the day of the meeting and an expense receipt for two thumb drives. Sussman denies the charges and may take the stand in his own defense. There's been a big drug bust in Arizona.
Two Phoenix women are facing a host of charges after police say they were busted with half a million fentanyl pills while speeding on Interstate 10. Martha Lopez and Tiana Solis also allegedly had a large amount of cash and a handgun while two children were in the back seat. Solis's mother, reacting to her daughter's arrest, speaking through an interpreter.
¿Por qué no pensó en nosotros, en sus hijos?
Why didn't she think about us and her children? I have a lot of things to tell her.
Police say the pair hid hundreds of thousands of pills in collagen supplement bottles after a recent trip to Mexico. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.